Well, let's turn to those new EPA regulations to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They're just a day old. But as expected, states and energy producers are mounting legal challenges that could keep the issue in the courts for years. Residents of Craig, Colorado, a small mining town in the northwest part of that state, have a more immediate concern. A court ruling has put the future of the Kalawayo coal mine and its 220 jobs in jeopardy. At the center of the debate is whether the federal government is fully evaluating the environmental impacts of coal mining. Grace Hood from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio explains.
So far, the most vocal voice in this coal versus the environment debate hasn't been Craig's coal miners. It's been business owners like Clyde Hedinger.
How we doing? Good. What can I get for you?
Hedinger is busy taking orders at his drive-thru liquor store window while his assistant runs to get some beer.
It's the Bud Light Aluminums.
There's plenty of Bud Light here, but these days you'd be hard-pressed to find a bottle of Long Table Farmhouse Ale or Slow Ride IPA on the shelves of Craig liquor stores. That's because the town initiated a boycott of the Fort Collins-based craft beer maker New Belgium after the brewery donated $9,000 to Wild Earth Guardians. And Hedinger says that matters because the environmental group challenged a federal mine permit for the Kalawayo mine. In the worst-case scenario, the mine could be shut down.
Kalawayo is probably one of the major four employers in our area, three of which are coal mines and the other one is the power plant. So without them, this town and this economy is very much in jeopardy.
Hedinger says the lawsuit has sparked anger for many in this town of 9,000. The town's mayor, Ray Beck, sums it up this way.
We all want clean air. We all want clean water. But we feel like we already have that here.
Beck is driving me around Craig's main drag in his two-door Jeep Wrangler. You see two types of yard signs here, for sale signs and signs that support Colorado coal. The picture is Craig's economy in a nutshell. Beck says the town has struggled to survive since the Great Recession.
It seems we just about get a footing and consumer confidence starts to come back. Then something like this happens and then people pull back because there's so much uncertainty.
And it's not just the Kalawayo lawsuit ruling that came down in early May. Adding to the uncertainty, the federal government's clean power plan that could reduce coal use across the West. And then there's the greater sage grouse. The bird lives around Craig in Moffitt County. Later this year, we'll find out if it will be listed as an endangered species. County Commissioner Chuck Groby says all the changes coming together at the same time could be devastating.
If you were to put a bullseye on one area in the whole United States where all these issues are coming together and affecting us 100%, it's Moffitt County.
The rubber does have to hit the road somewhere. There's really no other place for it to hit the road except where coal is mined and burned.
Jeremy Nichols is program director for Wild Earth Guardians. He says the Kalawayo lawsuit is part of a larger effort by his group to draw attention to how the federal government issues coal mining permits. It's not enough to look at how coal is mined, Nichols says. The government also needs to look at what happens when you burn the coal.
Coal-fired power plants are the largest sources of air pollution in our nation, and it's very critical that we take a forward-looking view on what the potential impacts might be moving forward.
The federal government has until early September to redo an environmental assessment for the Kalawayo mine. A judge said the assessment completed 8 years ago was rubber-stamped. For now, at least, it's business as usual at the Kalawayo mine.
And right now, there is a truck being loaded, and that's the noise that you can hear there.
Manager Chris McCord oversees operations here. All of the coal produced goes to the nearby Craig Station power plant. The federal government has to reevaluate direct impacts of things like coal dust on workers. It also has to measure the impact of coal combustion at the power plant.
For an environmental assessment related to a mining operation, yes, that is unique. In the past, the focus has been on the mining operation itself and not the combustion process.
The stakes are high, and the future of how coal is used for energy may hang in the balance. In a debate with so little common ground, that's one thing just about everyone in the Colorado mining town can strongly agree on. For Here and Now, I'm Grace Hood.